Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Charlie Kirk on our campus. We don't want fascists on our campus. We don't want to support that here.
What is fascism?
Immigration.
I don't know. I'm not like a political scientist. I'm not good at interviews. You should ask someone else.
She says, this is on a college campus. They don't want Charlie Kirk there. Why? Because I don't want fascists. The obvious question is, what is a fascist? She's got like two blue fuzzy puffballs on her pigtails or whatever. She's got a drink in her hand. And her answer is, I'm not a political scientist. I don't know what we're actually accusing this woman of here, but these are the people who are leading the charge against the Charlie Kirks of the world because they use the big ol' F word, fascist. And I came across one of the episodes of Ideas Have Consequences. Larry Alex Taunton joins us right now. I really encourage you to go to YouTube, subscribe to his channel. You will love the culture discussion that takes place in the context of all the political stuff that we're following all the time. Larry, thank you so much for the time today. It's a pleasure to have you back.
Great to be with you, Annie.
That F word, that fascist word, it's been peddled against President Trump for the entirety of the time that he's been in the political eye. And what the left does the best is they grab a hold of vocabulary, they jumble it all up, and then they repurpose it to keep people like you quiet. And they just haven't been successful quite yet in keeping Larry Alex Taunton quiet. Tell me a little bit about this word fascism and why you are out there trying to make sure people understand what it actually means.
Yeah, thanks, Annie. The problem, I think, is that you're seeing a lot of terminology being used, like woke right and alt-right and new right, and almost all of it is related to the right, which we associate or should associate with conservatism. But I keep saying to people that terms like alt-right, which is supposed to mean a type of fascism, that woke right, which is an oxymoron, that you can't go in opposite ideological directions and arrive at the same place, which is totalitarianism. So when I was a graduate student, you know, studying history, also when I was an undergraduate, the way the political scientists liked to teach it, and that's because they were running really a psyop to protect the left, is they would say, oh, fascism is a product of the extreme right. Well, no, it isn't. It's socialism. It's a type of socialism. It's a bastard twin of Marxism, of communism. Both of them are on the left. So what I'm just simply trying to say to people is this, Annie, that left and right, put in the most simple terms, is the further you go to the left, the more extreme the government controls. And of course, you eventually arrive at totalitarianism. The further you go to the right, the less government controls. And you eventually arrive at anarchy. But the right, as we know it, conservatism, as we know it, is based in a Judeo-Christian a worldview, specifically the Ten Commandments.
Yeah. I was listening to the episode this morning while I was getting ready to come into work, and you're talking about, and we can't possibly break it all down here, and I wouldn't want you to. I would want the listeners to go to Ideas Have Consequences on YouTube and watch it. It's a couple hours, maybe, the segment. But you're talking about conservatism kind of as a vocabulary word, but also how Christianity fits into that, because it certainly does. Culture does shape politics, and politics are downstream often from culture. But then you start talking about woke. And one thing that you said in this episode that made me kind of sit back, and it just kind of cleared the fog away from a lot of what we're seeing right now, especially with influencers. And remember, influencers overall, they want clicks and likes and reaction, is that the difference between woke and anti-woke and the conservative right. And it is conservative to be anti-woke, but anti-woke isn't inherently just conservative.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And that's really kind of what started me on this path, Annie, because I'm not trying to be the gatekeeper of what is and isn't conservative, but rather I am trying to say We need to have clarity about what we mean by conservative. And so the conservatives, specifically Christian conservatives, I get a little concerned when I see them latching onto personalities that they think are someone who shares their worldview. Elon Musk does not share a Christian worldview. He's transhumanist. He's atheistic. He's a guy who has a huge belief in artificial intelligence. He wants to live forever. But he's anti-woke. And so you see him saying things about, for instance, transgenderism and anarchy and, domestic terrorism. And you go, hey, that's my guy. We that's my bro. We agree with each other. But as President Trump discovered, when you started getting down into the details, he realized, but he isn't. He's not a conservative. Andrew Tate is another. A lot of young conservative males. The guy is a misogynist pig.
Yes.
He is not. He's a Muslim. There's nothing in his worldview that is Christian. But because he's anti-woke, and all Muslims are, by definition, anti-woke and anti-Semitic, he appeared to be a conservative for a while. And that the same is true with, say, individuals like Jordan Peterson and Candace Owens. And there are several others that fall into this camp. And I'm just saying to people, listen, the things you hear them say that you like, that resonate with your worldview, feel free to take them. Feel free to lean into those things. But don't just suddenly think everything this person says has got to be true.
Yes, so much so. Larry Alex Taunton with us right now, host of Ideas Have Consequences, a must subscribe to YouTube channel. I encourage you to check it out right now and watch the content. Lots of stuff. The breadth of what you cover from a global standpoint, but also cultural and faith-based. I appreciate it very much so. And I think, you know, on this, we're, 7 months or so, 200 days out of the inauguration of President Trump back into his second term. Coming out of a campaign year, especially like the wild one that we just came out of, it's very easy to fall into these tribal red, blue, and it's like it's either red or it's blue. And if it's not red, it's blue. If it's not blue, it's red, whatever. When you highlight Christianity and faith, I appreciate that so much. I lean into it so much because all of that, as a Christian myself, and I talk about that on my, you know, secular talk show here quite a bit. That's just part of who I am. I always have to remind myself that's the first part of who I am. And everything else has to come downstream. And to your point, when you see the Andrew Tates of the world, the Elon Musk, you might intersect on some individual things. Okay, high five, move on. But we have to be very quick to not give over of ourselves the principles that should precede all of the things that come politically.
Exactly. The enemy of your enemy is not necessarily your ideological friend, and they may have a very different agenda than the one that you believe in. And of course, I as a Christian, you as a Christian, there's a worldview, you know, that comes out of that. Certain things that I believe in, and human freedom, human dignity are part of those things. And that's the lens I'm trying to look at the culture through. And that Ideas Have Consequences. That's what I'm trying to help people navigate the culture to understand those kind of things. Listen, there's a small distinction here that I want to make that I think is important, because you've started by asking me what fascism is, and I didn't answer the question. Fascism, as I've said, is an expression of the extreme left. It's totalitarianism. But the only difference between it and communism, Marxism, is this, that in Marxist thought, in communist socialist thought, all the means of production are owned by the state. There's no private property. In fascism, there is private property, but only kind of sort of, because it's all controlled by the state, and it's usually directed for the purpose of war. And you may say, well, how is the American left fascist given your definition? Because ESG and DEI, those are fascist controls on corporate America, designed to put all the reins of power into the hands of the left for warfare against who? Ukraine? No, against the American people. That's what it is. And Nazism, by the way, is just a subset of that. It's a type of fascism that is anti-Semitic. All fascists aren't necessarily anti-Semites, but all Nazis are.
Oh, man, it's so important to highlight who the enemy of fascism is, or ultimately communism. It is that when we hear President Trump say America first and we start talking about populism and all that stuff, I think that a lot of people can latch on there like, okay, I like Trump. I like the Trump guy. I like the way he talks, or I don't like the way he talks. The consequences are steep. It's like everything that the Western world is established on, and actual true freedom lying with the American people. It seems as though the left, the Democrat Party, and whatever the driving force behind that is, or whoever the driving force behind that is right now, it seems as though they despise everything that America has ever been, everything that you could ever dream it could be, and they want to pull it back from the American people. How close is the Democrat Party today from having success in doing that?
Well, fortunately, with the most recent presidential election, as you point out, they're not nearly as close as they were. I believe, and I'm not the first to say this, you've probably said it on your show or had guests who did, that another, you know, Biden, Obama, Kamala Harris kind of term might have been the end for America. But you just used a word there, Annie, that's another one that they want to redefine, and that's populism. Populism isn't inherently good or bad. It's just an uprising of common people. So the American Revolution was populist in nature. William Wallace led a populist rebellion. The French Revolution was populist and it was evil. You know, so populism is just an uprising of the common people. And they want you to think that's fascist, that's Nazi, that's evil. And it's because, Annie, they're elitists. They are elitists. What we are seeing is a global war of elitists, people who think the rules just simply don't apply to them, and the common people around the world. I'm presently, you know, speaking to you from the birthplace of Nazism. I'm in Berlin. I would have liked to have given you a better view of the city, but the light is such, I don't think you'd have seen me. But, you know, it's fascinating to me to see what's happening on this continent in South America, in North America, Central America. You're seeing the same thing, a populist uprising against elitists. And I sit with them every year, Annie, at Davos, at the World Economic Forum, and I just pretend to be one of them. And it's, you know, it's astonishing the crap that comes out of their mouth. They are sure rules do not apply to them.
Yeah, they just live in a separate reality that they don't have to dip into, I guess, the ones with the little people like me and the folks listening here, what we actually experience on a day-to-day basis. Last question before we let you go. When we're speaking with Larry Alex Taunton, please consider finding Ideas Have Consequences on YouTube and watch it. You will be so glad that you did. I think about how those elitists, they do need the little people in order to get to where they're going. And it's such an obvious play that everything has to be based in emotions. They don't want people to think. They want people to feel, and they want to manufacture those feelings. And to the point of the whole purpose of your latest episode here, they redefine words to invoke very, very strong emotions to marginalized people or to marginalize people, to use them to gain more power. What is the end result of where the left is going right now? Seems like there's a smaller group of them, but they're screaming even louder than they ever have before. Is this going to snuff itself out, or how does this end?
Well, that's a very good question. And I don't know if they're given odds in Vegas, but as it goes right now, I mean, Trump is winning and his administration is winning. Don't pay attention to all the noise of all the nonsense about the Epstein files and all this kind of stuff that's the shiny object meant to distract you. Rather, pay attention to what's happening. I mean, his executive orders, the investigations they have underway, the economy, the tariffs, he's winning. He's absolutely winning. Now, in the long term, will he win? I don't know. It depends on whether or not the American people wake up and begin to believe in themselves, their God, their vision as a people.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Once again, I don't know if that's going to be the case or not, but Annie, you were talking about, you began the segment by saying that, you know, Charlie, was being, Charlie Kirk was being, you know, some campus. They didn't want him to come and speak, and they're calling him a fascist or a Nazi or some nonsense like that. This is where the left is now. They don't want to engage you in debate. You know, used to, 20 years ago, when I was speaking on college campuses, kids would line up to take me on. They might be angry. They may not make really good or even coherent arguments in some instances, but at least they were prepared. They believed that you had the right to come and speak and to share your views. Now they're all being taught, which is Saul Alinsky, Marxist tactics, to shut you down. And this is the stuff that's coming out in all these investigations, election rigging. These are people, Annie, who have total disregard for democracy. They do not believe in a will of the people. They believe in themselves. They believe in power. It's all about power.
Amen. Larry, Alex Tun, what a pleasure to have you, even from Berlin. Thank you for making the time. What time is it there right now in Berlin?
It is about 8:18 here, and I am going to go and get some dinner because I am starving.
Well, thank you. We're going to have lunch here in a little bit, and we appreciate your time. We'd love to have you back.
Always good to be with you, Annie. Take care.
You as well. Bye-bye. One of our first conversations that we had with Larry Alex Taunton was, it was going into Christmas time, and he had written this post on X, and he was just talking about how important women are when it comes to Christmas. And I remember seeing that, and it was just such a sweet, sentimental post that he put up, and he was just appreciating his wife for the way that she decorates the home and makes a house a true home. And I think my recollection was that he recalled his mother doing the same, and just about how a woman has this ability to do something that if the task were put on him, it would not look the same. And he just appreciated for it. And I thought it was absolutely beautiful. And he came on the show to talk about that. And I've been following him ever since. And I encourage you so much so to do that. He's Larry Taunton on X. But seriously, go subscribe to his YouTube channel. You will be very glad. A lot of the stuff that we talk about here when it comes to culture and faith, I know that's not for everybody who listens to the show. But I know a lot of you do appreciate it. You tell me that when I meet you quite frequently. If you're in that camp, you're going to love Larry Taunton. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back. Ryan back in studio with us here. Are we speaking on at 1:30?
Yes.
What's the 1:30 guest?
Jenny Schwartz, Corporal Jenny Schwartz. She's the public information officer at the Clayton Police Department. And she is going to talk to us about some firebombings or car fires that were targeted at Jewish individuals in Clayton.
Death to IDF written on a Clayton street. This is a firstalert4.com, Channel 4's website. A fire damaged multiple cars. There is a lot of hate involved in this crime towards Jewish people. And it's an important story. It's a local story, and I want to highlight it. So we will speak with our guest at 1:30.
Corporal Jenny Schwartz.
All right. I'm looking forward to speaking and having that conversation and finding out what exactly took place in Clayton. Quick break. Back in a minute.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.